Welcome everyone to Defining Tanya. Ois kif, kuf, with a leg, not cuff, kuf, towards the end of the Aleph base. Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemayim. So over Rosh Hashanah, just before Rosh Hashanah, in my minyan, it's a very Breslev minyan, and they were all dancing around the bima going, so I started singing to myself, like very, because I wasn't going to Uman. So I started singing to myself very quietly. Didn't want to like ruffle any feathers. Kabbalah soyo Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah soyo Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah soyo Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah soyo Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah soyo Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalah's oil. Yeah, you could get mixed up with all kinds of different stuff, and you can talk about all kinds of different things. But as long as you're connected to Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemayim, means that you are not aligned with God. You're a normal human being, meaning you've got your own independent sense of self. You're a healthy Beinoni. Yeah, the reason why you don't do any aveiras is because you are Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemayim. That is the way we articulate it. Meaning, if you were a real tzaddik, yeah, completely emotionally aligned with God, you wouldn't even need to be you wouldn't even need to be Kabbalah oil, Malchus Shemayim, because that's who you are. You wouldn't have to do it. I mean, wouldn't you would still do it because there's a mitzvah. But you wouldn't, it wouldn't, it's not, that's who you are. You don't have to commit to being you. You have to wake up in the morning and commit to being you. You're you. That's what a tzaddik is. A tzaddik is just completely, he is Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemayim. Where do you see that in the Gemara? By Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Remember, one of the first things in the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda was teaching Torah from the night until the morning, until Kriya Shema passed. One of the Talmidim said to him, "Rebbe, you didn't say Kriya Shema." So he said, "I went like that. You missed it. Went like that. Kosher. Like some people do a mashal." I'm just joking. Mashal is not like that. Sometimes I feel like I do that. Oh, by the way, let me let you guys into an amazing secret. Yeah. Oh, yes, he gets all like.
I have one after you.
Oh yeah, you have a secret. I'll say first. I always talked about how I get these crazy machshavas rose in Birchas Kriya Shema, and it drives me crazy because I'm at the holiest time of the day with a bunch of holy yidden in a makom kadosh, yeah. And out of nowhere, pictures from when I was 13, 14 years old just flood my mind. Yeah, literally. And it happened like it happened all the time, literally during the by Ava Rabba, Avos Olam, yeah, Be'ikah, and a little bit before that, but by Avos Olam, Be'ikah. So, you know what I started doing the other day, a couple of weeks ago? I started standing up. I would stand for all of Zimra, and then I'd sit for Kriya Shema, and then obviously stand for the Amidah, and then sit back down for Ashrei, etc. And I just decided, because I stopped running, and I decided I'm going to stand for all of Shacharis, for everything, yeah. And so where I daven, there's like a it's a bookshelves, so I can put my siddur at my eye level, because it's hard. If you're standing, you have to hold the siddur and you have to hold your tzitzis. It's annoying for Kriya Shema. So I have like a kind of shtender in a sense, and the machshavas have gone away. I don't want to open the mouth of the satan, yeah. But I'm just as an etzer, if it, I for me personally, standing up so far, Baruch Hashem, has cured my machshavas woes at that time of Kriya Shema. Anyway, yeah, so Michael, what are you saying? Michael, what are you saying?
My secret's not as good as yours. My secret's not as good as your secret, but it relates. Kabel ol mafut shamayim equals the same gematria as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Really? That's much better than what I just said. Kabbalah's Oyo Malchus Shemaim is Shema. Okay, I mean, I'll take your word for it, but I'll actually look that up.
And you have Shema Shin Mem Ayin backwards, Ayin Mem Shin, O Malchut Shemayim. But that's not mine.
Is now.
It still counts, though.
I'll quote it from you. I'll say, well, Michael Novak told me that Shema is all Malchus Shemayim. Wow. Maybe Hashem did write the Torah.
And you can say Eitan Katz.
Oh, he said, okay, he told you. So I'll say in the shame of, I'll say that Michael Novak told me that Eitan Katz told him that. So Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim is the avoider of the Eved. Yeah, you need Kabbalah's Oyo Malchus Shemayim. That is avoid this Eved, meaning an Eved. See, what's the difference between an Eved and a Ben? I don't like the word slave. It's annoying because it makes you feel like unempowered. A servant isn't enough. So there isn't really a translation for the word Eved in English. It's you can't. It's not. When it's talking about in Mitzrayim, we were slaves, but an Eved Hashem, it's called a slave of Hashem. It doesn't have the right meaning because an Eved Hashem is power, pure power. A slave is pathetic. Yeah, the Jordan Peterson. I'm finishing this book of his now. I don't know if I'd recommend anyone to read it, but it has been an epic journey. But you have to work hard to like mine the gold out of Jordan Peterson. And he's talking about the idea of tyranny and slavery. Those are the two, we're talking about same team mindset, which Stephen Covey calls win-win. So there's also win-lose and lose-win. Yeah, win-lose is tyranny, lose-win is slavery. Those are two matzavim that we want to. Tyranny and slavery are both bad, and they live with each other. When there's tyranny, there's slavery. When there's slavery, there's tyranny, because a slave has to have a tyrant, and a tyrant has to have a slave. Then you can't get away from them. We're looking for win-win. Win-win doesn't mean that we're on the same level. It doesn't mean that you're not my Rebbe, or it doesn't mean that I'm not your Talmud. It just means that I'm not controlling you. And it means that I'm not being controlled by you. That's what tyranny and slavery is about, yeah? So when we talk about Eved Hashem, to say a slave is not the right thing. So what's the difference between an Eved and a Ben? See, an Eved is the concept of an Eved is that you are connected to there's the relationship of Adon and Eved and of Av and Ben, father and son, and master and servant, slave. The Eved has an agenda. I know when we talk about Eved Hashem, yeah, it's we don't. We're speaking in a slightly different context, but the way that I understand it from Yol Kahn is an Eved Hashem, sorry, an Eved has Ratzonus of his own, but he is working for the master. The Ben is actually dedicated to the father. For the sake of the father, the Eved is connected to the external level of the master. The Ben is connected to the internal level of the father. So the Eved, the Inyan of Kabbalah's Oyo Malchus Shemayim, is the first thing we do in the day, basically. It's the first thing we do because that is the foundation. That's the foundation of everything. My commitment to you, Rabbanu Shloim. I don't feel it. I don't feel aligned with you. In fact, I feel aligned with all other stuff. I feel like I've got lots of other things to do other than serve you, but I'm mekabel oil malchus shemayim. And by the way, where does the oil go? What's an oil? Yeah, I never heard of the word before I became frum, but it's a yoke.
Yoke.
Yeah, in English, it's like alacrity. Like no one ever heard the word alacrity unless you're a frum Jew and you've learned Zwisus. Yeah, because they translate and like phylacteries, that's filling. It's the same with a yoke, like the yoke of it. I never heard that, but anyway, it goes on the neck. Why? Because that is the difference between the ben and the eved. Is that the Eved's heart is not, it's in his head. He knows that he should be serving God or serving the master, but he's doing it. His heart is not there. He's doing it for he's scared, he's earning money, whatever it is. Yeah, he wants to climb the career ladder, etc. Yeah. Whereas the Ben, he's there for the father. And remember, we've said many times because we always think about Ben as being a child. Yeah, it doesn't mean that at all. When we talk about Ben in Hasidus, the idea of relationship of the son to the father, we're talking about a mature adult, and the ultimate gilui of that relationship, lo aleinu, is the son, the child, the mature father, the mature son, who could be in his 60s. Yeah, nursing his father to death. That's the ultimate relationship. Like at Eish HaTorah, they always taught me that, the parents love the children much more. And it makes a lot of sense to say that because the kids just, you love your kids and they just want your money, or whatever it is, yeah. But in truth, the relationship, and I'm seeing it, I see it with my older kids, is that their relationship with you is so pure. It's so real. That's how it, and I think we feel that with our own fathers. I feel that with my father, that you're just I'm there for you, Dad. You need something. I mean, he doesn't ask me for anything, but Dad, if you need something from me, I'd drop everything for you. I'll drop everything for you. That's, I think, how as we become older, as we're mature. You guys agree with that? Yeah. Anyway, so the Kabbalah's oil means that the oil goes over the neck. Why? Because we're connecting through that. That's what happens when you're Kabbalah's oil. As we said over and over in our Shirim, is what is a segula for behaving correctly? Is behaving correctly. The more you behave correctly, the more you identify with the good behavior, the more you behave correctly, and then the more you identify with it. And that is the way that you transform your inner world. That is how you transform your inner world. All of the affirmations, all of the meditations, all of the quick fix, and nowadays all of the drug stuff. There's so much drugs going on in Klal Yisrael right now. Yeah, all of these things, yeah, they do not work compared to just pulling yourself together and being makabel or being makabel oil malchus shemayim. That mamash turns your inner world around. Say no to drugs. It depends what drugs, but yeah, only the ones that aren't good. The good ones you don't have to say no to. But yeah, exactly. But that is the Ikka Segula that I know of. If you want your inner world to become aligned with the Rabbeinu Shloim, it's been Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim B'Shachris, Mamash Chazak, and have a good, what's the word, lead up to the Kabbalah's oil, a Gesunter, Geschmacher, Pesukei D'Zimra. You get up early, have a learning session beforehand, get a mikveh in, a cold mikveh, a cold shower, whatever it is, wake yourself up. Coffee, I don't think coffee helps, to be honest. Coffee, what I feel does the problem for coffee for me is it speeds my mind up and it actually makes it more difficult for me to concentrate. So you can breathe, you can do some, do a minute of deep breathing, that's very good. But either way, just mamash a good lead up to Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shemayim, and then be mamash Mekabel oil Malchus Shemayim. I'm Ribono Shel Olam, I'm here for you. I don't care how I feel. I don't care. I'm here for you, 100%. I don't feel it. I might feel it. Yes, I do. No, I don't. I'm here. I'm not here. I'm here for you. And that is the lead up to Shemoneh Esrei. And what is Shemoneh Esrei? Shemoneh Esrei, the most profound thing that I've ever heard about Shemoneh Esrei is a conversation between the Shekhinah and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is being facilitated by your mouth. That is an absolute. That there is just the Shekhinah is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are facilitating that conversation. Wow, that is amazing. That really is amazing. And the Hakdamata, or the not the Hakdama, the Hachana to that is Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. It's an end unto itself as well. I mean, it's an end unto itself, but it also happens to be a Hachana for Shemoneh Esrei. So Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim basically means that it's the first stage of Avodas Hashem, and it's essential in that I don't feel like it, but I'm committed. That's called a relationship. And I had some time today with my son Simcha, who is 4. He's mamash a cutie pie. He's just so gorgeous. And I asked him today, I've never asked him this. I asked him today, I said, Simcha, I love you. I said, he was very, I went to this, we got stuck in this, I went to the Siyam I told you about, yeah, and it dragged on from, I was meant to be there for like 45 minutes, I was there for like 2.5 hours. And he just sat there as good as gold. And he wanted to go, but he was just like the perfect child. And I said to him, when we came out, we got in the car, I said, "You're such a good boy. Unbelievable how you sat there." He's like smiling. I said, "And you know what though? If you weren't a good boy, I'd still love you like that." And he it was very special. I said a lot of my kids. And then I've never said this to him. And I said to him, "Tell me, Simcha, you know that I'm your Abba?" He's like, "Yeah." He said, "That means you're my son, yeah?" He said, "Yeah, I am, yeah." So I said, "You know that's never, ever, ever gonna change. Nothing in the whole entire world ever will change that I'm your Abba and you're my son." And he smiles. He kind of cut that. And I said, "And what, Simcha, what would you rather me tell you? That I love you or that you're my son?" He went, "Son, son." It's very nice. That's the relationship. You feel it, you don't feel it, you want it, you don't want it, you love him, you hate him. Well, that doesn't matter. It's like there are times, like we've said over and over, there are times when you want to literally strangle your child, there's times when you want to, you, there's no one else in the world that you hate more than them. Oh, I hope I didn't offend Michael. Yeah. There are times that you feel like that. And that's okay. I mean, you don't want that to be happening too much. Yeah. But that's not the relationship. The relationship is the fact that you're my son. And right now, even though I want to mamash throw you out the window, yeah, if you're in trouble, I'm there for you 100%. That's Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shemayim. That is the recognition of the relationship. I'm here for you, no matter what.
So going back to the difference between an Eved and a Ben, so we're both, right? But is the Ben preferable to the Eved? That's what I'm hearing you just said.
Ben, absolutely. Ben is the Ben an Eved is a necessary step to becoming a Ben. There needs to be that foundation of I'm in. Like in the Ten Commandments of marriage, we said never say the word get. Because the marriage can never be, there can never be a question in the bond. The minute you bring in the word get, even as a joke, yeah, as in divorce, yeah, there's you've introduced a level
Can't
of
say get.
what?
You can't say get, one of the commandments.
That word is usa. Never. I've never said it in my house in regards to between my wife and I. We've both learned this before we got married, and we've never ever said the word get to each other as a joke, as never. Never said it. Baruch Hashem. That's a very important thing. And that's the point, is the Kabbalah's oil, and it's called oil, meaning that right now I don't feel like it. That is the initial commitment. Oh, Michael, did I offend you? Or your battery died? Michael, your battery died?
I thought it was an issue with your Zoom. I think it was an issue with my connection.
Oh,
So
sorry.
I was waiting for you to restart it. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Oh no, we're here. So
Well,
we were saying, Yitzi asked, well, isn't Ben like, well, what's preferable, Ben or Eved? And we were saying that Ben is the goal, yeah, but you can't get to Ben without going through Eved. Eved is a precursor.
I think you froze on my end when you're talking about how, when you're talking to your son and you're saying that he knows you're his father and that means that he's your son. I think where you're going and what my question is going to be is that the Ben is it a severable relationship, whereas an Eved is that severable? I mean, you can be an Eved, not be an Eved, but Ben, you can always, once you're a Ben, you're always a Ben.
That's the we said that earlier in different language. You said it in a more simple way, is that the Eved is connected, the chetzonius of the Eved is connected to, no, it's more complicated than that. I'm not remembering it correctly. If I remember correctly, actually, the chetzonius of the Eved is con oh yeah, no, I'm getting confused with Talmud and Rebbe. There's all these different there's the problem is the relationships are relative. So when you're comparing the Eved Adon to the Talmud Rebbe, it's a different thing than when you're comparing the Eved Adon to the Ben Av. So I was getting confused. So it's not, so it's the Eved is the chetzonius of the in this when it when the when the when the servant master relationship is contrasted to the son father relationship, yeah, the servant master relationship is the external level of the servant is connected to the external level of the far of the of the of the of the of the of the master, yeah, because I'm my internal world. I would rather be out there playing football, but I have to do this for whatever reason. Either you'll beat me up, or you won't pay me, etc. Yeah, and the master, well, he doesn't really want the Eved. If he could get an AI, if he could buy a Tesla robot, he'd use the Tesla robot. He doesn't need the Eved. So it's an external relationship. It's an external relationship. Yeah. Whereas the Ben father. The son-father relationship, that is the inner essence of the Ben, is connected to the inner essence of the father. The father doesn't want anything from the son, unlike the master who doesn't care about the Eved per se. He needs things, he needs the service of the Eved. The father doesn't need or want the service of the son, he wants the son. And the son doesn't want or need anything from his father. He wants the father. Whereas the Eved, he doesn't want the master. He wants something from the master, whether that's, you know, reward or to not get beaten up or whatever it is, yeah? So that's the initial avoider. The initial avoider is, even though we are children of Hashem, just by, you know, the Metzias of who we are, but the initial avoider is that we're mekabel oil malchus shemayim, which means a chetzonius relationship. I'm doing what you want. I'm doing what you want, and I'm not really there for you, Hashem. I'm giving myself over to you, but but it's when I access the level of sun, when I'm actually in it for you, Hashem, as opposed to something from you, whether or not it's like Yiras HaOnesh or other kinds of external, Yirat HaTaar, Yirat HaTzonius, whatever it is, that Yiras Chet, that's the level of Eved where I begin by dedicating my Chetzonius to your Chetzonius. That's Kabbalah's Oyo Malchus Shemayim. And then eventually we get to Yom Kippur, which is Shemona Esrei. And now it's Shechina and Kudsha Baruch Hu. It's about me and it's about you. It's not about something about me and something about you. It's about me and it's about you. That's a transition of Eved to Ben. And that's expressed most profoundly in Shacharis. And obviously, which is the same thing on a macrocosm, is by Yomim Noroim, which is Shacharis Hashanah. So you have Kabbalah's Or Malchus Shemayim. Psuta Zimra is Chodesh Elul, as we know, and then Kabbalah's Oyo Malchus Shemayim is Rosh Hashanah, which is Kriya Shema, and then you have Yom Kippur, which is Shemona Esrei. So it's the same avoda, just writ large. So Kabbalah's Oyo Malchus Shemayim is Yira, and Bechinas Ben is Ahava, and that Yira is a prerequisite for the relationship. Without Yira, if there's just Ahava, there's zero relationship. If there's just Yira, there's 50% of a relationship. There's a retarded relationship. Yira is a retarded relationship. Just Yira is a retarded relationship. Just Ahava is no relationship. So first things first, before you buy your wife flowers, is make sure you're prepared to turn off the mazgan. As we've said over and over, that's first things first. Flowers is only worth something once you're able to turn off the mazgan. Not that you shouldn't buy flowers if you can't turn off the mazgan, but don't delude yourself into thinking that you're really there for her. You're really there for her when the way Rav Manis says it is, he says, when her petty tanugim take precedence over your serious concerns. If you'll buy her that expensive shaitel, if that's your wife's thing, if she really wants that expensive shaitel and you don't have money for your son's chasna, then if a man is really in a relationship with him, and his wife really wants that in a very penemious way, then he'll get a loan or he'll work it out. He'll put himself through Gehenna to make sure that his wife has that shaitel. That is the foundation of the relationship, is that you'll put yourself aside for her. Because doing things, that's very nice. That's geschmack. Buying her flowers is geschmack. Taking on holidays is geschmack, etc. The first things first is being able to contain yourself. And that is Kabbalah's Or Malchus Shemayim. And that is why the Noam Elimelech says that we should picture jumping into a fire when we say Kabbalah's Or Malchus, when we say Kriya Shema. Why? Because that's the incineration of ourself. That is Yira. That is Yira, where you are, so to speak, burned up. That's what happens when you're hot and you turn off the mazgan for your wife. When you're hot and you turn off the air conditioning for your wife. That's really it's like you're jumping into a fire. That's really what it is. You are incinerating yourself. When you buy her flowers, you're not incinerating yourself, unless you've got no money and she wants like a $500 bouquet of flowers. Then that is an incineration. But generally, you're doing something for her. Shalom Aleichem, welcome. We're just finishing, but the Kabbalah's Or Malchus Shemayim, it makes sense that you're jumping into a fire because that is what it is. It's I'm putting myself aside to you, which means I'm kind of burning myself up metaphorically. And that is the foundation of the relationship, Kabbalah's Ulamach HaShemayim. Okay, we'll hold here, and then next week we'll talk about Kedusha and Klipa B'zvat Hashem. Okay, Chazak V'yamaz. Yitzi, you want to meet now? You want to speak now for a bit?
I can't. I
Okay.
can't. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Sure,
Okay.
thank you.